Hello, listeners.
Hello, everybody. My name's Markiplier. Welcome back to 5 Days to 4.
I'm going to hold that a little close to your mouth if you're going to be...
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 Days to 4.
That is the sweet voice you're hearing of Austin. And we have a special guest with us today.
Introduce yourself, child.
Hello, my name is Nate. I am 12 years old.
No Jordan today, but we got Nate, which is awesome, because I don't know Nate at all, and he doesn't know me, so now we get to have an hour talking to each other.
What is your mother's credit card information?
I don't know.
Good answer.
Darn.
Nate, welcome to the show. Have you ever heard this show? Probably not, huh?
No.
No. Okay.
I haven't.
Really?
I can't find it.
You've never listened to our show? Yeah,
no.
It's on Spotify.
Wait, this is on Spotify?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're
listening to it.
Yeah, yeah, you should check it out. We have like, this is the fourth season or something.
Fourth season?
Yeah, we've got a lot of episodes. One of them, Jordan breaks a chair, falls right out of it. It's hysterical.
Yeah, probably.
That's an old one.
An oldie but a goodie. I say not watching it.
Yeah, it's on Spotify. Check it out. On other places too. They tell me. I don't really check all the places they say it could be. So
we're also somewhere else, which I have no clue about.
But anyway, welcome to the show, Nate. Welcome back, Austin. It's been quite a few episodes since you've been here, so glad to have you back. We're gonna talk video games. So,
what's your opinion on Sexist Link?
Oh. Out of the gate, we bring up Link?
I do not know.
Do you know the character
Would
Link?
Would you like to?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Too bad.
Because that's all we talk. Because we seem to bring it up every episode for some reason.
It's the outro.
It is. We do. It is. Do you know The Legend of Zelda? Do you know that video game at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the character Link, he's the hero of the game.
They made a horrible TV show where he was very, very sexist.
Yeah, he's really not.
Well, excuse me, princess. All right, I did the outro. You can
okay.
End it now. You can...
Well, no, we still have to talk.
No.
And then we'll do that again.
No.
So, Nate, let's talk about video games. What do you have a favorite video game?
My opinion, it's probably like Call of Duty.
Okay, great. Yeah, you mentioned that in the car. Have you played Call of Duty, Austin?
Once upon a time when I was a wee child, yes.
Okay. What other kind of video games do you like? Is Call of Duty a first-person shooter game?
Yes, it is.
Is that kind of the games you like?
Yeah.
Do you play any other kind of games?
I play Minecraft and sometimes a little bit of Terraria.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Okay.
Think Minecraft, but 2D. Very more pixely and very hard.
Yeah? It's hard?
Yeah.
Do you think I'd like it?
Probably not.
No?
I haven't played it since I was like 5.
Yeah, I haven't played...
I don't know.
I haven't really played video games in years. Although that's not true for this show I have, but... So what... how do video games fit into your life? Is this something you... Every day when you get home, you play a video game?
Sometimes... Sometimes you just unlock the door, hop straight on, and... So on.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Austin, do you play video games every day?
I wouldn't say every day.
Most days?
I've kind of stopped for a while recently, but...
Was there a reason for that? Or you just kind of were like, I'm good with this right now?
Kind of just like sleeping.
Fair enough. I'm a big fan of sleeping as well. So this episode, we have three people who don't really play a lot of video games, it sounds like. Any other video games you like, Nate? Other than it's mostly first person shooters you do.
Yeah, mostly.
Any other kind of games?
No, not really.
Okay. And because, I mean, this goes for both of you, I guess, and a lot of our guests. Okay, here's a question for you, Nate. I'm going to just ask you if you've heard of these video games or played them. Have you ever played or heard of Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you play Mario Kart? Have you played that?
I've played that on my Nintendo before.
Gotcha. So you have a Nintendo. Okay.
Okay, we get it. We get it.
All right, let's see. I have to ask this because this is another thing we talk about pretty much every episode. Are you familiar with a game called Seaman?
No.
Okay. Would you like to describe Seaman, Austin?
I forgot.
Okay, fair enough. Seaman is a game where there's a fish in a fish tank with a human face, and every day you have to feed it and clean its water or it dies. And that's pretty much all there is to the game.
I wouldn't really want that fish.
No, it's insane looking. It's a fish, but he's got a human face, and he smiles and he talks. Guess he talks. I don't know. We went on a whole year's crusade to play this game, and we finally got to, and it was a real, real letdown. And then I'm assuming the fish died.
Probably did.
Yeah,
thank God.
Because you have to do it every day, and we did not. So, not pet fish. You ever had a pet fish, Austin?
Story time.
Great
story time with Austin.
Boop boop boop.
One of my aunts, rest in peace, decided, hey, let me get my few-month-old nephew a goldfish for his birthday.
This is you, I'm assuming.
Well, not his birthday, whatever. Yes. My parents kind of just put it on a shelf and then forgot about it.
Gotcha.
Then when it came to pack up, they found it, and it's like, oh.
It's dead.
Forgot about that.
Oh, no.
Okay. Have you ever had a goldfish, Nate?
I don't really remember.
Okay. I had a goldfish once named Godzilla. And he lived with me in Pennsylvania. And then I moved home to New Hampshire. And he survived the car ride home. I was like, great. He lasted a long time for a goldfish. We get him home. I get him home. There's a bigger fish tank at my mom's house. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to take him out of this tiny thing. Stick him in a nice big one.
And then a bigger fish ate him.
No, he just died. There were no other fish in the tank, but he died a day or two after getting into that fish tank.
Oh,
that poor fish.
Yeah, Godzilla died.
Was there a filtration thing on the tank?
I don't remember.
Maybe that's why he died.
Well, yeah. Was there water in it beforehand? Or?
Yes.
Could have been that.
No, yeah. He just stuck him in without water.
That would explain it.
I put him in a dry
tank. That would explain it.
Yeah, poor Godzilla.
Well.
R.I.P. Godzilla.
Can we get a moment of silence for Godzilla?
I wish I had this set up so I could play a little funeral music. You got to take care of it. Thank you very much, Nate. That was a nice send-off for my fish that died 30 years ago.
It took him 30 years, but he's finally moved on after that spectacular performance.
He's been following you that past 30 years, wondering.
Thank you. That was very nice. That was one of the sweeter moments we've had on this podcast.
Anyway, let's talk about Link.
Back to Link?
Oh my god.
Alright, so you like your first person shooters. Austin's done with video games. You think you're going to get back into it?
Oh, yeah. I was probably going to go back home and
Today.
Yeah.
What are you going to play when you get home today?
He's going to play Pokemon.
I don't like Pokemon. He's probably going to play Fallout 4.
Fallout 4. Ooh. That's a first-person shooter, too, huh?
That's a pretty good game.
Yeah, you've played that one, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it first-person.
No?
But, okay. I mean, you could switch between first and third.
Oh, okay. Not second, though?
Second-person is weird. I watched a video a few years ago.
Hold on.
Where this guy tried finding out what second-person is. And so... he discovered a game where, you know, one mission, you know, you're in third or first person, I forget. And then one of the last missions, you're driving through a city and you're still playing as your own character, but behind you is an assassin trying to kill you, which is whose point of view you're seeing.
Oh, really?
So you're seeing yourself drive. And then someone's just behind you, waiting.
Watching.
That sounds unsettling to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JFK.
Ow, ow, ow. One man once died. Why'd you get me doing this?
I don't know.
Well, you guys got a real thing going on here today. All right. What other, you got any, Austin, you got any video game news for me?
The new Suicide Squad game is terrible.
Oh, okay.
So, let me tell you a story.
Please.
Way
story
back
time
in the year
with Austin.
Boop, boop, boop. Shut up. Way back in the year of 2008. Beautiful game was made. And released.
And
Batman,
released.
Arkham Asylum.
I've heard a lot about this game. People love it.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's 2008 to
2015.
That was 7 years you
seven
played
years.
As Batman.
7 years ago, okay.
7 years.
No, not 7 years ago, but... okay. You spend 7 years playing the late, great Kevin Conroy's Batman.
In the game, it's 7 years.
Yes.
Gotcha, okay.
7 years.
Well, no, 7 years between Arkham Asylum being
and this
released,
new
and
one.
And then Arkham Knight.
Okay.
The next one is, yeah. So you spend 7 years.
7 years.
Probably like five games.
Five games. Okay.
Five different games in that 7 years?
Batman Arkham Asylum.
One.
Arkham Asylum.
Batman Arkham City.
Two.
Batman Arkham Knight.
Nine.
Three.
Batman Arkham Origins.
Four.
Batman Arkham Origins. Blackgate.
Five.
And then I forgot Batman Arkham VR.
VR.
So that's six games
yeah.
that take place in the main continuity.
Okay.
Now, you play six games through 7 years playing as the... One of the greatest Batman voices. One of the... Hell, the greatest...
I'm Batman.
You play 7 years...
Seven years.
You done?
Can I tell you
something? I'm going to hit you square in the face.
Can I tell you something,
face,
Austin?
Face.
I like how much you're ignoring he and I and just plowing through and doing your thing.
Or
kudos
at least
to
trying to.
Trying, and you're doing a great job. I give you credit. This is like a super test right now.
So.
First ever podcast.
Shut up.
Okay, that's not nice.
7 years. You play as. Batman.
As Batman.
7 years.
7 years. How many games was it?
Six.
6 years, seven games.
Six games you play as Kevin Conroy's Batman. The voice actor who, you know, is probably one of, if not the greatest Batman voice actor slash actor in general.
Okay.
And then Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League comes around. And, you know, judging,
that's the new game?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, judging by the name, you know, obviously you're going to kill the Justice League.
Sounds like it.
But the way they disrespected him in this game.
Disrespect.
Shut. So... spent
disrespect,
7 years
disrespect.
Playing as this, yeah. So, fun fact,
Batman.
Kevin Conroy passed away in 2001, 2002.
That's a fun fact that
fun
he passed
fact.
Away.
Okay, not that's
it's really
a
weird
fact.
Fun fact, dude.
Sad fact.
That's depressing.
He passed away in 2001 or 2002 at age, I think it was 60 to 66.
Damn.
From cancer.
Whew.
Now, imagine next, the year, a year or two later, you fucking execute him on a park bench.
Park bench.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn.
This, the character.
The character.
Not the voice actor. Who, fun fact, passed away.
Fun fact. No. Fun facts with Austin.
So
hashtag depression.
Kevin Conroy played Batman ever since the Batman animated series, which came out, I want to say, early 90s.
Okay.
So that's 3 decades?
Sure. 3 decades.
Of him playing Batman. So, you know, understandably, I can see why people are not so happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
I swear to God, I'm going to hit you.
Hit me.
I will give Nate a little leeway because my laughter is clearly egging him on. So...
it's funny though.
Continue.
That's about it.
That's about it. Okay.
Understandably, people are mad.
Yeah, sure. And this is the most current of these Batman games.
Fun facts with Austin.
I don't think there has. It's. Yeah. It.
it's relatively new.
No, 2008.
Oh. Well, then they got to make a new one. Let's go, people.
Yeah, the Suicide Squad game is the new one.
Oh, it is the new one.
Make another new one.
Like, it started in 2000. How about this? Forget Suicide Squad.
Make Teen Titans Go.
Forgot.
I mean, maybe a Teen Titans game wouldn't be too bad.
Teen Titans Go game.
Actually, that sounds kind of fun. I kind of know who they
are.
Oh,
yeah. Like, you know. But, you know, people didn't like Origins when it came out. People didn't like Arkham Knight when it came out. You know...
Trash.
Both of them... Well, one for the story, one for not being made by Rocksteady.
Okay.
And then, you know...
And so on.
I don't know where I'm going with this anymore.
Me neither. I thought this was supposed to be a game podcast.
I gotta tell you, that was the most you've ever talked on this podcast. I enjoyed it very much. And interesting and educational to me, who doesn't know anything about
it. We have Mr. Wikipedia over here.
Somewhat. You had a lot of information and
I do have some weird
jokes
facts in my head.
Weird facts.
All right.
With Austin.
No, we're not going over those words.
Come on, Austin.
Then I trust Austin. If Austin says it's not appropriate, it's not appropriate. Right? That's a pretty fair thing to say. All right, so slowly getting towards the end here.
What's another rant I can go on?
Yeah, what's are there any games coming out in the future that either of you are excited about?
Please no, Austin, not again. Please no, please. Please no.
Well, we don't really have anything about it now, but it has been
confirmed
to be happening event happening. It has been confirmed to be happening sometime, probably 10 years from now. Fallout 5 and the new Elder Scrolls game.
Oh.
GTA 6.
I feel so dumb for not... Yeah, next year, GTA 6, yippee.
No, no, please, please.
Finally get to play as woman.
And hit people with a car.
I mean, you could always hit
people with cars. I've never played that game.
You don't want to.
No, I don't.
You're too innocent.
You're too innocent.
Do you consider me an innocent person?
Yes.
Compared to me and Jordan?
And me.
I guess.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know that that's true, but I'm glad that's the impression I give off.
Yeah, I was from the impression.
But outside of this pod, outside of this podcast, he's a real devil.
I am. Yeah, I'm nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
We're sitting here having a nice chat with a serial killer.
I thought.
Listen, I've never killed a box of cereal in my life.
But you ate it.
Oh, I could clean through a box of cereal if given the right circumstances.
You know, what's your favorite kind of cereal?
Oh, love it. Let's
Cinnamon
go.
Toast Crunch.
Really? Okay, go. You.
Probably, I don't remember the name, but there was the s'mores cereal. Pretty good.
S'mores.
So it had, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Marshmallows.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Yeah,
okay,
chocolate.
We're going with sugary, tasty cereals.
I like sugar.
Yeah, that's no, that's cool.
Fruity Pebbles.
I'm gonna pick one that.
Are you a Fruity Pebble?
He likes Fruity Pebbles. All right, my
what
favorite is the Corn Pops. So good. I can't buy them because I just eat them if I do. So
they taste so good.
They do, but they make me so sick. I like Crispix, I guess.
Crispix.
I think it's an I. Corn Chex. I like that kind of cereal a lot.
Corn Flakes.
Corn Flakes are good. Sure. I'll take a Cheerio.
I thought this was supposed to be
Honey
a game
Nut?
Podcast.
It is, but.
Honey Nut Cheerio?
You know what? I prefer Honey Nut, but I can't eat. Full disclosure.
Well, okay. Well, back to the
tell
game.
You what a renegade I am. I can't eat Cheerios.
Really?
Because they really give me some, as I like to call, poopy problems.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the audio interpretation.
Yeah, they're rough on my digestive system, so I don't really do Cheerios anymore, but I do
well,
like
well, they're heart healthy, not...
Yes, but
heart
they're not
healthy.
Butt healthy, it turns out.
Definitely not.
And I... One of the things I really look for in a cereal is whether it's butt friendly as well as health friendly.
Friendly,
I guess.
Now we're talking about
healthy,
butts.
Not friendly.
Yeah, we've really gone off the rails a little bit today with this. You know what? It turns out Jordan's the glue.
No, I am too.
Really?
Are you?
Yeah. It's your first time here.
I don't think you're the glue.
It's my first
you've
time
been
here.
You've been a very fun guest, and I'm enjoying having you here, certainly. But Jordan is the glue of this show. That keeps us on track.
I mean, it was his idea to start this in the
it
beginning.
Was.
I kind of just wanted to be with my friend.
I want
to
join.
So that's why I'm here.
You consider me your friend?
I was talking about Jordan.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
You're still up there, buddy.
Thank
I'm not
you
your friend.
Very much.
I'm not your friend.
We've only talked like once.
Is this the most you two have ever talked to each other?
Yes.
Is it really? That's awesome. That makes me very happy. That I was able to help.
And we're
certainly
not gonna talk ever again.
No, I hope
maybe
that's
in a podcast.
This is certainly the most you and I have ever talked. easily.
I don't even know who you are.
Do you not know my name?
No.
You've taken everything from me. I don't even know who you are.
That is the best. My name's Ryan. It's nice to meet you, Nate. Some of that may be on me for not introducing myself properly to you in the past. You've
taken my family from me.
Can I tell you something?
You've took everything from me. I don't even know who you are.
Who are anymore.
This is now one of my favorite episodes of this podcast, because that is, I don't even know who you are.
I only know Austin.
This is above or below the chair breaking.
Oh, on par, certainly.
It's
oh,
above.
Yeah, it's up. I don't know. That was pretty amazing.
Amazing, but not funny.
Jordan was just sitting there, and then he was on the floor.
God damn it, my back.
And somebody
okay,
was...
Grandpa.
There was a guest. We had a guest that day, too. I think it was Pat. Do you remember Pat?
Yeah.
A former teacher.
Who the hell's Pat?
He used to teach here. When I used to teach here.
I just came here this year.
Cry.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't have known Pat. And even if... You might not have known his name, even if you were here.
That's
didn't know
why
Mark.
He didn't ask you.
That's depressing.
I am depressed.
I can tell.
Boy, we had such a high to get off on with that laughter, and then we should have hit stop.
I am depressed.
Because now we're talking about depression, which is a fine thing, too. Have you ever played the video game Depressed Donamanos?
Have you ever played the video game Pokemon when Pikachu dies?
No.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he die in a movie once?
Yep.
Pikachu died?
Yeah, in a movie.
Yep.
Huh.
And Ash.
I don't know much about Pokemon.
Me neither.
okay, well, back to...
back to...
story time with Austin.
How we don't really know each other. So...
I don't even know who you are.
Tell me your life story.
So, Nate, your name's Nate...
Yeah.
You like Call of Duty.
Yep.
Guessing you like anime of some sort because of your shirt.
Hell yeah.
Cool. What else? What else can you tell me about yourself, Nate?
My name's Nate.
Okay.
I look like a Nate.
You kind of do look like a Nate.
I don't really know about myself.
Okay, well... It's a it's a constant journey in life to learn more about ourselves. So good luck to you.
Self-discovery is always an important road to.
Well, Nate, my name's Ryan again, and I work here as a teacher.
I thought you were just a random homeless dude on the side of the road.
Okay. Nope.
I thought we kind of just found him on a street corner.
Yeah, I thought we found you.
I've probably known Austin for...
Ever since I got here.
Yeah, how long you been here?
75 years.
A few years.
I mean, 5 years, six, seven?
He's crazy.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere in there, because I was not here for probably two.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Right, Austin, you're crazy.
I used to teach here, Nate.
Crazy?
For years.
I was crazy once.
Well, you are crazy.
I was locked in a room. A rubber room. A room full of rats.
Rats. Rats make me crazy.
Help me.
I can't. Hey, Jordan, if you ever listen to this episode, miss you, buddy.
Jordan, send help.
I'm in
please.
I'm
in they've gone crazy.
I'm in danger.
I need to put them in a room. A rubber room.
A room full of rats.
I think the rats might make them crazy.
I'm going to be laughing about I don't even know who you are all night. That was awesome, Nate. Wow, I should probably... I learned something today. Should probably talk to
this. You should stop taking kids from their school.
Yeah, stop having kids.
Stop randomly kidnapping
and I would say
students.
This to you. don't get in a car with someone if you don't know who they are.
I thought it said free candy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, so that's the funny thing. It didn't say free candy. It said free trauma.
I'm crazy.
All right. Well, that about does it for this very strange episode of Old School, New School, a video game podcast. Thanks for listening. Hope Jordan will be back next episode. But, Nate,
he's the only one who can keep me grounded. If not, I kind of just go crazy.
Yeah, I think that might be true for me, too.
Crazy.
This show.
I was crazy once.
They put me in a room. A rubber room.
Okay, so.
A rubber room full of sexist links.
Yeah, we don't have time for
this.
But you guys clearly have a common ground in that you both know whatever it is you're doing.
Are you winning cheese?
Thank you, Austin. Great to have you
cheese.
Back on the podcast. It's been too long. And Nate, thanks for being our guest. And nice to get to know you and tell you what my name is.
Yeah. Well.
I always get to the end and I always, Jordan has to remind me we have a sign on.
You forgot about him.
So here we go.
Well, excuse me, princess.